people start going to church, or how many good stories you get, or people say a certain thing, or how much money you make? What's the metric you use for success? It should be tied to your audience and where you're trying to bring them, right? It shouldn't be like, well, I made $1 million this month. Well, okay, cool. But what you said you were going to do was you're going to help lonely people feel better. Did you? You know, it doesn't, like, you, what metric are you using, and are you looking at them?
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as the Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Do you set goals? For most of my life, my goals have been very short term. Finish this semester of school, finish this project at work, or should I order pizza for supper? How do you set goals? Are you measuring your success? Why are you creating content? There are a lot of questions to ask yourself around your content creation goals and vision, and as many answers as there are people asking. In this episode, Christian Ninja asks 10, and then some, questions that content creators should ask themselves for 2024. Let's listen in.
Imagine you're leading a group of people up a mountain. You have a destination in mind, but you didn't bring a map or a compass or a guide. You just start hiking, hoping you'll eventually get there. Now, how do you think that's gonna go? Chances are you'd get lost, you'd waste time, you'd waste energy, you'd lose some people along the way. You might even end up in like a dangerous situation. It is not good to leave without a plan. We all know that when it goes to going outside and doing anything that we've not done before. We need a plan. So if you bring the compass, you bring the map, you bring the guide, you're going to be able to plan your route, avoid the obstacles, don't get into the hazards, find a good place to rest, even to enjoy the view, and then reach your destination safely, successfully. It'll give you a better chance of doing that. The same principle applies in content creation. If you don't have a clear direction, a strategy, a way to measure your progress, you'll likely struggle to create content that is effective, engaging, enjoyable. But if you take the time to use tools, to create these tools, to ask some of these questions, you'll be able to create content that is focused and impactful. Now, as we enter into this new year, it is a really good time to reflect on our content creation journey and set some goals for the future. Now, whether you're a seasoned content creator or you're just getting started, there are some important questions you should ask yourself to make sure that your content is aligned with your purpose, your values, your audience, your message, your impact, your quality, all that stuff. So that's why in this episode, we're going to cover 10 questions that will guide you in 2024. These questions will help clarify your who, what, why, where, when, and how of your content creation journey. And it's going to hopefully help you take it to the next level. So without further delay, I'm going to give you these 10 questions. But there's a whole bunch of sub-questions under the questions. I say 10, it's going to be more like 50. And I want you to ask these to yourself over the last while. Now, they're not meant to be answered in one sitting. Rather, reflect on them throughout the year, or reflect on them throughout the season as you are trying to grow. So what I'll do is I'll post them in my personal channel on the Taco Discord, and then you can look them over, maybe even use them as prompts for your journaling, for prayer, for discussion with other creators. And then as you listen to each question, I want you to think about how it applies to your current situation, how it applies to your goals, all your challenges, the stuff you're going through. And definitely, I want you to remember, there's no right or wrong answers here. You are you. Your content creation is your content creation. God has created you to be a special person and has given you a special audience. He's given you a reason that you're doing this. And so it's not that there's this right answer you're looking for. What you're looking for is just reflection on these questions and asking yourself, in what way can I grow? All right, so let's get into these 10. Number one, the biggest question that I ask all the time, and this is basically what the class is about. Really, I'm doing the content creator class in one episode, but it really comes down to the first question, why are you creating content? Why are you even there? If you're a Christian content creator and you're trying to connect your faith to your talent, then does your content align with your personal faith, values, and goals, right? Why are you doing what you're doing in the first place? Are you just showing up because you feel like it's important to do? Do you do it because you want popularity? Are you trying to fill a gap in your life, in your heart? Are you trying to prove someone wrong? Are you there because you feel a sense of obligation? Or are you there perhaps because you feel called, you think it's what God wants, but you really don't like doing it? Why are you creating the content you're creating? What part of my job and part of the stuff that I try to do, especially in the class, is ask these big questions. And one of the things that I keep saying is that there are a lot of people out there that are called into content creation. They feel as though they want to create content, or they feel called into digital missions, but instead of then they just jump into streaming, or they just jump into whatever, YouTubing and whatnot, and they don't like it. It's too much work. They're not good at it. They don't have the tech. They don't feel like it's going well. And so I ask the question, do you need to be the one creating the content? Maybe you're meant to be supporting people who create content. Maybe you're supposed to be helping them with finances, or supporting them, or being in their Discord, or praying for them, or helping them out in some other way. And then you get to say, you're serving God in the digital arena, but you're not the content creator. So let me ask the question right up front. Number one, why are you creating content? Number two, who is your audience? Who are you actually trying to reach with your content? What are their needs? What are their interests? What are their challenges? Right? This is the next big question. If you're like, well, I'm creating content because I believe God has gifted me to do it, and I believe that this is something that I can do that has value. Who are you creating it for? Like, legit, ask yourself the question, is it for the internet? Are you trying to serve everyone on Twitch? Because that's impossible. There are too many people, too many different kinds of people. So who are you actually trying to create for? Who is your audience? And I'll give you a little hint. Your audience is generally someone who is like you, but further back in maturity. Or like you, but is interested in what you're interested in, struggling with what you're struggling with, and trying to get to where you're trying to get. They're more like you. So, for example, say you are on Twitch, and the reason you're on Twitch is because you were a lonely gamer. You were someone who played by themselves a lot, and you didn't really know anybody, and you want to create a community that welcomes these gamers and gives them a chance to make friends. Maybe you are someone who faced mental health issues or learning disability issues, and you want to help people understand how to navigate that, help them understand how to move forward in life, or how to work around the problem because you've struggled with those things. You're trying to take someone to where you are, or you're trying to struggle together to be where you both want to be. So who's your audience? You can't say it's all of Twitch, and you can't say it's the whole world, and you can't say it's everybody who has a mental health issue. Really focus it down, right? Really focus it down. Who is that perfect person, that number one, that ultimate version of an audience member that you're trying to speak to? And then the next question, really, and a sub-question for that is, so what feedback do you receive that tells you that your message is actually being heard and understood? Right. So who's your audience? And if your audience, say your audience is, I want to reach out to people who are lonely at home, don't have friends, and that they have social anxiety, and I want to create a community for them so they understand they are loved and understood. Say that's who they are. Well, when you put out your content, do you know it's actually reaching them? I'll tell you a little bit of a story. I know a lot of Christian content creators who started down the path of evangelism or about, apologetics or trying to serve the internet and trying in the way of being gospel oriented, right? Trying to share the gospel. And as they started to create, more and more Christians started joining their their chat or joining their group or joining their blog or joining their podcast or whatever. And the Christians were super encouraging and they were all being nice and they were helping and they were supporting. And without even thinking about it, they changed their target audience from people who are lost or lonely, people who are disillusioned, and they changed it to start pleasing those Christians, because the Christians were asking questions and they were engaging and they were exciting and they were interesting. And they didn't even recognize that when they started, they had one audience, but when they were creating for a completely different audience. So who is your audience and are they hearing what you want to say? Number three, and this is a really difficult question. What value does your content add to the digital environment? This is, it's a hard question because I believe, at least from my perspective, that a successful content creator is going to add something that other people don't already add, or add a version of it that other people aren't doing, or a better type of it, or a twist on it, or something different that adds value to the digital environment so people can actually see it, get it, listen to it, whatever it is, and it'll change them in some way, or they'll see value in it. The only way people are going to stick with you is if you give them value. Like it or not, the way that your audience is going to continue to watch you or share what you're doing is because you're adding value to their life. Whether it's because you're really funny, or it's because you're really personal, or you know lots of stuff, or because you're excellent at something, or because you're super creative, or you're something that's adding value to their life, then they're going to share, then they're going to listen, then they're going to keep coming back. However, if what you are offering to the digital environment is worse than or exactly the same as what everyone else is doing it, what's the point? Right? So you have this audience and you have this idea and you have this goal that you want to bring them to, but there's someone out there already doing that. And they're probably doing it better than you and been doing it for longer than you. So why would you want to go replicate that? Why not just go serve them? Go help their cause. Go and boost their creativity. Go boost their community, right? It doesn't make sense. However, if you really process that idea of why am I here and who am I here for and what am I supposed to be doing, then you need to ask yourself, what value am I going to add that's not already out there, right? Does your content inspire, educate your audience, actually bring them to some place? And how does your content reflect your gifts and talents that God has given you to glorify Him? Maybe you're not bringing value in the way that you should be bringing value simply because you're trying to copy other people, right? You look at their content and you're like, well, I want to draw like that. I want to make podcasts like that. I want to look like that, sound like that. I want to write like that, whatever it is. But God has something special that He's created in you, and He wants you to do that, but you're too afraid to step out and be different. Well, let me tell you this, your growth and your effectiveness is going to come within that difference. Question number four, why do you create content? I assume that you're not simply throwing stuff out there for no reason. So what message are you actually trying to convey? What effect are you trying to achieve with your content? Why are you doing it? Let's say that you do, right? You're not just trying to throw things out there. You're creating with a purpose. So what's the purpose, right? What is the main theme or the main topic of all of your content? The overarching narrative you're trying to bring, or the place you're trying to bring people, or the where they start, whoever they are, you're trying to take your audience and bring them to something, or you teach them something, or let them be affected in some way. What is it? What's the point? I think, in my opinion, and this is what I teach, is that every piece of content that goes out there, every tweet, every blog post, every podcast, every everything has a reason, right? It's there to engage. It's there to be relevant to your audience because it furthers your goal. It furthers where you're trying to bring them, right? Even if it's just being funny, even if it's just being silly, even if it's just some community building thing, the reason for it is there. I am doing this, you know, Mario Kart night, or I am making this silly picture, or I am singing this weird karaoke song, whatever it is, because it's going to help my community grow or unite or be something that draws people towards my other content. There's a purpose behind it. So why are you creating that content? I know that there are creators out there who have no idea what they're doing or why they're doing it. And I've been on their streams and I've even listened to them live. And they say things like, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing tonight. I have no idea what the plan is. And then they just start talking, or they just start playing, or they just start recording, and they have no reason, which means if something were to happen, they have no way to be able to pull anyone towards to where they want to go. They have no vision. They have no idea. I strongly encourage you to ask yourself the question before you post, before you make that video, before you go live, why am I doing this today? Why am I writing this? What's the point? And is it going to help people move towards where I want them to be? Where are you bringing your audience to and from? Number five. If you know why you create and what you create and who you're creating for and what you're trying to say, is it actually happening? How do you know that it's actually happening? Because I know lots of creators who have a purpose and they have a vision statement and they got a great about and they've got this great idea and they're talking about it all the time about what their big vision is and where God called them to, but it's not happening, right? There's they're not growing numerically, and people aren't joining them, and they're not creating the content or creating the book or creating the network that they think they're trying to do. So let me ask you, you got to ask that tough question. Am I actually accomplishing the thing that I think I'm supposed to be accomplishing? For example, and this is a great example, if you look at your own content, watch your own videos, read your own posts, listen to your own podcast, are you actually furthering your vision with every piece of content, right? Is it not only furthering your vision, but is it worth listening to? Is it bringing people to where they need to go? Is it something that you should have created, right? How do you know? Is it being listened to? For example, if you're watching back your VOD or you're listening to your podcast and you bore yourself, there's a really good chance you're boring everyone else too. If you look at your stuff and you're like, man, that was a mistake. I don't know why I did that. Don't post it, right? Ask yourself the question, why do you create? What do you create? And is it actually working? Here's some sub questions for that. How do you measure the success and impact of your content? What metrics do you use? Is it how many followers you get, or how many posts you do, or how many comments you get, or how many people join your Discord, or how many people go through your feedback loop, or how many people start going to church, or how many good stories you get, or people say a certain thing, or how much money you make? What's the metric you use for success? It should be tied to your audience and where you're trying to bring them, right? It shouldn't be like, well, I made $1 million this month. Well, okay, cool. But what you said you were going to do was you're going to help lonely people feel better. Did you? You know, it doesn't like you. What metric are you using? And are you looking at them? Another good question underneath that is, for you, what's a home run? Right? In the game of baseball, if you remember, I'm not a sportsman, but I played baseball, right? So in the game of baseball, it's down to one thing. The home plate. All you're trying to do is keep people from touching it at all costs. That's it. Or you're trying to get there and touch it at all costs. Everything comes down to that one thing. So for you, in your content, when do you score a point? What does it look like? What is a home run for you? What's a great example? So for me, if it's someone who comes into my Discord and they say, this Discord is special to me, or I've really connected here, or this place is unique, or I'm so thankful for this Discord. I feel as though I'm connected. It's different here than it's other places. Thank you. Or they come into my stream and they say, I like being here because I feel connected, because I feel like it's valuable. So for me, one of the points that I get, when I get a point, is when someone moves into the Discord, someone moves there into offline content, and says that community that I'm building or have built is of value to them. I chalk up a point. You know, a home run for me is when someone not only finds value in it, but they want to contribute, right? Hey, I've been here for a while, but how can I help? And then they start helping, and how can I help lead? And then they take a class, and they start to learn how they can lead, and they come in, and they're like, okay, how can I join the board, or how can I become a mod, or how can I actually impact this to change, to keep this community going? That's a home run to me. So what is it for you? And how do you evaluate that content? Number six, is there anything technical you can improve? And I'm not talking about buying new stuff, and I'm not talking about, you know, going and you could, it's that time of year to be able to find sales. I don't mean anything. I mean, with what you've got currently in front of you, is there anything technical you can improve? So here's some examples. For most creators, audio is king. So can they hear you clearly? Is your balance correct? Are you getting the most out of that microphone? Does it have noise? Does it have pops? Are you talking over each other? Can they hear you? And really, I'm so tough on this in that I would say that if your audio sucks, don't make content until you've figured out how to make it good, because they will bounce. As soon as they hear that crappy content, they can't hear you, they're going to leave. So audio is king. Can they hear you? Next one. Are you getting the most out of your camera, your lighting, your overlays? And I know, talking to video makers right now, we'll get to the other ones soon, but are you getting the most out of it, right? Like, for example, are you at the proper resolution on your camera? Have you got the settings dialed in? Do you have your white balance properly? The lighting, is it in the right spot? Have you looked into like 3-point lighting? Is it the best? Or you do have a big reflection on your head, right? Your overlays, are they being used well? Are they organized well? Is your content proper? Is it overlapping and unreadable? Within what you have right now, is it set up the best way it could be? I strongly recommend watching your VODs back, like, and watching your videos before you post them and asking the question, is this the best I can do? Or is there something I can do to fix this? Another good question under this technicalities is, how do you keep up with the latest trends and technologies in your niche? Like, what blogs do you follow? What books do you read? What articles are you into? What YouTube videos do you follow that lets you know that this is what's happening in your environment? This is what's happening on your platform. This is what's happening within the technical world that you could do. Do you have that, right? Is there something you can improve? And are you aware of what the improvements could be? Or if you're a writer, here's a good one for writers. Do you have something that's checking your spelling and grammar, right? Is it set up? Do you take it and, you know, say copy paste it into some system that lets you see all the errors? Does it some kind of way that it tells you that you do, or are you just dumping out a bunch of errors and you don't even notice it? Alternatively, do you have some way that when you write your article, that it optimizes your content for search engines by using proper keywords within the article? Because that's one of the keys to be able to actually be discovered, is using the right language. Right? Using the right words within your blog, you'll get hits. Use the wrong language, you're not going to get hits. Do you have something that'll do that? And there's plenty of free stuff out there for YouTubers and for bloggers and whatnot. You can even just dump it into the free version of ChatGPT and say, does this have keywords? Can you suggest some? If you're an artist, are you using the right dimensions and resolutions and colors and software for where you're trying to post? Right? There's lots of people who will post comics, or they'll post some kind of digital art, but it's of a weird resolution and it's not helpful to anybody. Or on the platform that they're putting it out on, it's shaped wrong and it looks funny and it's hard to read. Are you doing it properly? Do you have the right resolution? Have you looked into it? Do you need to maybe adjust what your art or your canvas is to better match the platform that you're trying to post it on? For everybody, do you have something that helps you make good titles or descriptions and keywords so that you get that SEO, that search engine optimization? Do you just dump whatever you think is right and just come up with some keywords or maybe none? Or do you actually have a system that will go through and write that? I'll tell you, it's out there. You can use all kinds of AI stuff and just kind of say, can you optimize this? And what are 10 good titles? And what are 50 good keywords? And what's a great thing that I can use for description and add a question to it? Like, you can really narrow it down if you want to be able to use the tools. You can do better. And then the last one, you know, what about when you advertise this thing? Is there something you can do to streamline the process of advertising, streamline the process of posting? Like, are you even using the right social media site to promote it? Like, if you're doing art stuff, is Twitter the best place? Is Facebook the best place? Is Instagram the best place? You know, is it should be, are you on TikTok? Like, the answer to the question of is my content in the right spot? My content in the right spot. And if you put it everywhere, if you're one of those blasters that just puts it everywhere, do you have, is there software out there that'll maybe make it easier for you? Look into it. Can you tell I'm a tech guy? I'm a tech guy. Okay. Number seven, how do you manage your time and energy as a content creator? We're going to move from the tech stuff into the you stuff. How do you manage your time and energy as a content creator? So do you have a schedule? How do you use it? Do you have a plan for your content creation process? On Mondays, I do this. On Tuesdays, I do that. I record on Thursdays, and I make sure that I rest on Sundays. I don't, you know, like, how do you do it? What, do you have a plan for your content? And what tools and methods do you use? Do you have alarms set? Do you have an actual digital calendar? Do you have maybe a thing on the wall or a big whiteboard? Like, what do you use to make sure that you're using your time and your energy properly as opposed to wasting your time and energy? We talk about this a lot, actually. There's like a whole section of the class that talks about how you can optimize your time, your energy, and your environment to be a better content creator, because it matters. You waste your time, you're not going to make great content, or it's going to take you too long and you're going to burn out. Another question. So, How do you balance your content creation with your responsibilities and commitment, right? Are you pouring too much into content creation, neglecting your family, neglecting your relationships, neglecting your church, neglecting your small group, neglecting your relationship with God, neglecting your the people you're supposed to be taking care of, right? Are you managing your time and energy and relationships well as a content creator? Because I know it's really hard. Sometimes you can get sucked into content creation because you are getting affirmation. You put something out there and you got people that are like, good job. I really like that. Keep up the good work. And when you step out of the room or step into reality, there's nobody patting you on the back. In fact, you're having to defend yourself. Why'd you spend so much time doing that? Why are you playing that game for so long? Why do you keep drawing in that thing? What's going on there? How come you spend so much time recording? Why do we all have to be quiet for 2 hours every week? You go out there and it's antagonistic, right? And so you gravimetrically get pulled into your content, and you just end up pushing away everybody else. Or you convince yourself that you don't need to take care of yourself physically because your content creation is more important, and that suffering artist, that miserable artist thing, is actually something that's worth pursuing. I tell you what, it's not. And do you, another sub question there, just simply, do you ever create before you connect with God? Do you ever skip Devos just so you can start doing your content? If you're doing this as a Christian content creator on purpose, then why are you skipping the connect with God part? You really shouldn't. Number eight, how do you collaborate and network with other content creators? And I notice I didn't say, are you collaborating? The question is, how are you collaborating? How are you networking? Like, these things need to happen. You need to connect with other creators. You shouldn't be creating alone. You need to be part of a network. You need to be part of a Discord of people that are connecting to each other. You need to connect with your friends or your fellow content creators that are like you. You need to be doing that because you're going to need the encouragement, the support, the help just for fun, right? Are you doing that? Is it just that you're out there doing your thing and you are alone? You are a target, especially if you're a Christian content creator, because then you're a spiritual target and you're going to get really miserable, attacked. You're going to get deceived. You need people in your corner. You need people looking over your shoulder. So how are you doing in that area? And if you are participating or, say, initiating collaborations or partnerships with these other content creators, what best practices do you have to make sure you choose them correctly and make good content? Right? One lesson I've learned is that before I step into making content with anybody, I give them a little talk. I say, listen, we're not here to have fun. We're here to make content. We're not here to win the game. We're here to make content. We're not here to simply show up and do some stuff. We're here to make content. This is meant to be seen by others. Therefore, we need to come at it with the understanding that it is for them, right? Yeah, we can have fun along the way. yeah, we can win the game along the way. But if you are winning the game at the expense of the content, if you are recording and you are saying things and doing things at the expense of the audience, you're not doing it right. So I have to have that talk. So what's your best practices for collaboration? Number 9, how do you deal with criticism and controversy as a content creator, right? So do you have a system to handle negative or constructive feedback from your audience and peers, right? Do you have a system where they can do that? That's maybe just your comments section, but really, do you have a system that you can deal with it? So where do you track it, and how do you keep it together, and how do you know which one's valuable, and what do you do with the ones that are just plain mean, right? Are you prepared if something you create goes viral and you get a bunch of negative attention? Because it happens, and I think it's going to happen more and more, is that, you know, your episode, your picture, your podcast, whatever it is, goes out, and suddenly people see it, they clip it, they take something out of context, and you go viral. And now you're getting a ton of negative attention. Do you have something ready? Whether it be a response, or if you're a live streamer, do you have that emergency button that you hit to shut down when the hate raid comes in? Are you prepared for something bad to happen? And the next one, the opposite of that is, do you have a loving support system in place to balance out the toxicity of the internet? Do you have cheerleaders, people in your corner that are just like, yeah, you're the best, and I really like your stuff, woohoo? You know, it's like, well, I don't want a bunch of yes men. Well, you need a couple. Everybody needs a couple. Just encouraging people who love them and love their stuff and love to balance out all the misery online. Because you're going to look out there, and as people who live online, you're going to see negativity, and you're going to see anger and vitriol and pain and division and all kinds of stuff. You need someone somewhere that shows you hope and joy and love and service and the good side of things. Because otherwise you're going to turn into a negative Nancy. You just will. You need those people. Do you have them in your life? Right? And if you don't, go ask. That's what I did. Literally, when I was at the very beginning, I was in my room, and I was starting to do content, and I knew I was going to need help. And so I literally just asked the question of my audience, does anybody want to be my cheer squad? Personally, I need people to pray for me. I need people to ask me if I'm doing okay physically, emotionally. I need someone to, you know, just kind of make sure that you check in with me. Like I asked the question. And then I had 2 or 3 people that said, yeah, I'll be on your prayer team. Yeah, I'll be your encourager. Yeah, I'll talk to you about what you're doing and, you know, pump you up a little bit. Happy to do it. And they do. And they have for literally years. And I swear it's what keeps me going sometimes, is just them being kind, checking in on me. Do you have that? And under that same one of dealing with controversy and criticism is sort of that other question of, how do you maintain your integrity and credibility? Right? Are you being careful with your reputation? Are you being careful with your integrity? Are you making sure you've got the walls up? You've got those permeable boundaries that good things come in and bad things stay out. How are you making sure that you're watching over your shoulder for what you post and when you post, and making sure you're not posting when angry and sending emails when you shouldn't be sending emails and yelling into the microphone about stuff that you shouldn't be yelling about? You know what I mean? Like, how do you maintain it? What keeps you on the straight and narrow? Do you have a system? Do you have something in place? Are you making sure that you are going to church and getting some counseling, talking to your pastor, eating well, watching your sleep? Do you have a way to make sure that you don't blow it? And then number 10, how do you intend to grow and develop as a content creator this year? Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about goals. So let me ask the question, what is your intention for 2024 when it comes to growing yourself, your channel? So are there books or classes or guides or networks or something that you need to use or join or get or pay for or bring into your life that will give you new skills, expand your knowledge, and grow your network? Like, are there stuff that you need to go get? Right? Let's talk about, like, do you need to sign up for some YouTube? You need to make the commitment. There's going to be a lot less of you watching the anime and watching the series on Netflix or whatever, and you're actually going to make yourself watch something that improves your content. Like, what are your goals, and are you going to get better? And then let's talk about short-term and long-term goals. We're going to end this thing talking about short-term and long-term goals, because I want you to set some. I want you to be able to actually look at this year and go, okay, in the short term, and I'm talking like 6 weeks, 3 months, you know, this is what I want to have happen within the next 6 weeks, 3 months. And then long-term goals, you can be like, by next year, even by the next 3, 4, 5 years, right? Let's talk about a few of those goals. First thing I want to just make sure to mention is that they need to be SMART goals. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, which just basically comes down to saying they need to be real, something that you can actually do. Specific meaning you can say what you're trying to achieve, right? Within like a sentence. Measurable, it needs to have a number connected to it. I want this many of this, or I want to go here. I want to move this distance. I want to lose this many, right? They need to be achievable. It's not something pie in the sky. I want to save the world. Like, no, you know, I want to do this thing. It's achievable. Relevant, as in it's something that actually matters to you. It's not just something that you've heard someone did and maybe you should try to. It's actually connected to you, your life, your audience, your talent, your spirituality, like you. And then time bound, you say, I'll do it within this amount of time. So here's some examples of short-term goals that you could maybe use that are not easy to achieve. I was going to say they're easy to achieve, but they're reasonable to achieve in the short term. So the easy one is increase the number of subscribers, viewers, likes, comments, shares on your channel or platform, right? Asking yourself the question, okay, so how many more subscribers do I want? How many more likes should I get? What percentage of views versus skips should I have? And how do I make sure that I'm, because once you start asking that question, you're like, man, I really need to work on this because I'm not achieving that goal. I better advertise better. I better check my keywords. I better make sure that I'm asking people for subs. That's a big one, right? Do you actually ask? That's why in every YouTube video, you've got like and subscribe, because it really does matter. Another good short-term goal is create a consistent schedule and plan for your content production and distribution, right? Say you don't have one. So in the short term, the next 6 weeks, sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to record here, or I'm going to draw here, or this is what I'm going to write, and this is what I'm going to release. That's when it's going to happen. And then you lock that off. You tell people, listen, on Tuesdays between the hours of 6 and 9, I'm not going to be talking to you. I'm going to be in my office writing or recording or whatever, because that is important to me. Create a consistent schedule. Another good short-term goal would be improve the quality and relevance of your content using feedback, analysis, and research. So you say, in the short term, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a poll, right? I'm going to do some polls. I'm going to ask some questions of the people that I trust, maybe go on to my Discord, go on to other content creators and just say, could you look at my stuff? You know, is it any good? Can you tell me some things that are bad? We do peer-to-peer review in the class. It's one of the things that people love the most about it, is that we get 9 people or so to sit there and look over their shoulder and tell them what they think about their content. Do that in the next 6 weeks. Ask the question, what do I want to do with my content? How do I want to improve it? And then go ask some people, what do I need to do? Another good short-term goal would be to collaborate with other Christian content creators or influencers within your niche, within your area, or even across it. Like, just to say, okay, in the next 3 months, I'm going to connect with one other content creator and I'm going to invite them to my thing, or I'm going to be on their thing, or we're going to make a thing together, right? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure I serve someone and I make sure that I show some love to them, and I ask if we're going to, and I try to build a relationship sometime in the next 6 weeks, 3 months. That's very achievable. All right. So long-term goals, these are kind of bigger ones. There's lots. I'll just give you 3. Number one, establish yourself as a leader and authority by honing a specific skill. My long-term goal is that when people think of whatever your thing is, you know, when they think of training Christian content creators, they think of Christian Ninja, right? When they think of who I can go to learn how to this, they think your name, right? The question is establishing yourself as a leader. And putting that out there makes you think, okay, what do I need to do? How do I need to grow up? How do I put my big boy pants on to make sure that I'm doing this thing? Another good long-term goal is build a loyal and engaged team of supporters who share your faith and values and are going to help you create content and accomplish your vision, right? It's just big vision is, okay, it's not just going to be me. It's going to be me and a team, me and a group of people, people who get what I'm doing and appreciate what I'm doing, and I need them to help. And how do I do that? I'm going to try to look, I'm going to keep my eyes open for team members, for people who are going to help me out, for people that I can connect to and that understand and love, and they want to serve as much as I do. They're out there, I promise you, because I've bumped into lots of them. And everybody that I know is a volunteer. Like, everybody who's helping me is a volunteer, and none of them are being paid. And I've got like a lot of people who are helping me out. They're out there because they get the vision. They get the values. They understand what we're doing and they want to help. So that's a long-term, good long-term goal. Last one is maybe a little bit more practical, and that is generate a sustainable income from your content through whatever monetization, right? Your ads or sponsorships, donations, products, subscribers, services, whatever. You know, that's in the long term, my mission is I want to be able to do this for life, or I want to be able to do this as my job. Maybe it's not, and that's totally valid. If you're just doing this in your spare time, for totally fine. You know, you can just simply say, I want this thing to pay for itself. Right? I want when I need a new microphone, or when my computer melts, or when I need to buy a new game, or when I need to get, you know, a new tablet or whatever, at least the ministry or the content is paying for itself. I can go do that because at least it's enough. Maybe that's a good long-term goal. There's lots and lots and lots. My hope behind this whole episode is simply to get you to ask questions. I believe very strongly in the old adage of question everything. Just sit there and think about yourself, your content, your audience, your reasons, your motivations, your personality, all of it. Really process it through this year. Because I believe that if you are a Christian content creator with a purpose, you really can change lives. You could change the world. You could impact people in a deep and meaningful way, but you got to do it on purpose. And to do it on purpose, you got to ask big questions.
That was a packed episode. There's so much to unpack there. 10 questions to ask yourself about your content. I really, you know, take so much from that. I do, you know, I always am trying to improve my technical skills and work with the things that I have, and collaborating with other content creators is always something that's on my mind. But the part that really stood out to me was about making plans. I'm reminded of some verses from the Bible that talk about making plans and how we as believers in Christ should make our plans and hand them over to God. So in Proverbs 21:5, it says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty." As well in Proverbs 16:3, "Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established." Like, we need to be looking at making goals for sure. We need to set ourselves goals and make sure that they align with the SMART acronym and make sure that they align with our values. But I think also we need to make sure that we're handing those over to God. Put those plans in His hand and see where He takes them. If they align with His will and His character, that's one of the major things we need to make sure about our plans. Do the plans that we have, if they are to further His kingdom and work for Him, does it align with His character and His will for our lives? Luke 14:28 says, "For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it?" And Proverbs 16:9, it says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." I've got some goals I want to set for 2024. I believe that they do align with my community's values, and I think that looking at them as well, that I can hand them over to God. I believe that they are plans that He has given me a vision for. And some of them are short-term, some of them are long-term. Short-term, I'd like to run Alpha on my stream in my community. It's an online, it's a course, rather, a video course and discussion time where we watch a short video, then we have discussion time and talk about it, and it just answers a lot of the basic questions about God and Christianity and Jesus for new believers or non-believers, and I think that that will be a really great tool. And I believe that it really lines up with our community's mission, our values, and our vision to reach people and feed them. We're feeding God's sheep. We're giving them the tools. We're giving them the information that they need to go out into their daily lives, into their walks, and reach others. Be confident in their faith and have answers to common questions and things like that. So I think that's going to be great for our community, and I can't wait to see where it goes. It's going to take a little bit of work and a little bit of planning, so you got to start with those short-term plans and those short-term goals of, you know, get it set up. I had to register. I had to get other people involved and talk to people who might want to be on the team to help run it. And so those are some short-term things. Other short-term things, I want to offer time to chat with other creators. I believe that I am an encouraging type person. I believe that I am an ideas person. So I want to hear other people's ideas. What are they doing? What are they planning? And what sorts of things are they working on? And can I give them an encouraging word about that? Can I give them some ideas? Can we bounce ideas back and forth? I want to make myself available for that sort of thing. And in terms of long-term goals, in 2024, before the end of summer, or somewhere around there, I'd like to run an in-person video game event, like a tournament or maybe a game day festival type thing, where people just come to our church. We'll rent out a bunch of the rooms there. We'll set them all up with video game systems, and we'll do either a tournament, like I said, or a festival. And I just want people to gather and feel cared for in their passion. If someone's passionate about video games, I want them to see that the church can be a friendly place for that. And that's going to involve setting a bunch of smaller short, medium, and long-term goals for that. At first, I want to create a Discord server and invite interested volunteers from local churches to join that Discord server and discuss what's going on, to brainstorm, to hand out tasks to people that align with their gifts that God has given them and their passions. I want to have monthly calls along the way, so those are kind of medium goals. I want to, you know, we need to brainstorm and create a checklist of the things, types of things that we need to get laid out for this to work. I want to try and have it done end of August. So there will be all sorts of smaller short-term goals that need to be set for that. And most of all, I want to give it over to God. I want to say, God, this is your thing. I want you to use it to further your kingdom. We are your servants, and you take it and you run with it. And I think that if we do that with our goals and make sure, again, that they align with the SMART acronym, that they're measurable, attainable, all that sort of stuff, then I think that things will line up for us if they're SMART and they're given to God. So just make sure that as you are planning your content, as you're planning events, as you're planning anything that you're doing in your creative endeavors, set those goals like Christian Ninja talked about, and just pray about it, hand it to God, give it to Him, let Him take it and run with it, because God's going to take things and carry them a lot further than we can. We're along for the ride. So enjoy the ride, give it to God, and start setting some goals for yourself, because as again, Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent will surely lead to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. So make sure that you're setting goals and that you're diligent, and don't be too hasty. Don't be just kind of flying by the seat of your pants. Set some goals that are attainable and give them to God. And I hope that your 2024 is just a huge success with God. So thanks for listening and have a great day. Bye-bye, guys. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream where I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his Ko-fi support page where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.